Live from Sacramento, the Bishop's Radio Hour with Bob Dunning, focusing on today's issues in the context of gospel values. Now, here's Bob.
That's me. Good morning to you on this beautiful Thursday the Lord has made. It's Thursday, the 4th of October. This is the Bishop's Hour. We come to every Monday through Friday, and we repeat in the evenings. Every weekday from 9 to 10 p.m. on these Immaculate Heart radio stations. And we've got a full studio today. We have Sister Maria Rose from Presentation, the new principal at Presentation.
Good morning, Bob.
Good morning. Am I in trouble?
No, not right now.
And Karen Becker from Presentation joins us. Karen, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
What's your role at Presentation?
Well, most importantly, I'm a mom of a couple of great students there, Ella and Christopher. But
and what grades are they in?
They are a first and a fourth grader.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And then I also serve as the chair of our upcoming Harvest Festival.
And that's this Sunday?
It's this Sunday from 12 to 6 p.m.
Wow.
Very
exciting.
There's
nothing like a festival in October. I remember when
gorgeous.
I was a kid in St. James in Davis, they used to have what they called the barbecue. And the whole town, it didn't matter if you were Catholic, atheist, what you were, you came to the barbecue.
Well, that is exactly the case with this event. It is going to be absolutely fabulous, especially if you enjoy, you know, everything from carnival rides, hay rides, petting zoos. There's going to be so many great features that we can't wait to talk to you about. It's going to be a great, great event.
Very good. Well, Sister, tell us a little about your one of the Dominican Sisters of Mary, Mother of the Eucharist, I presume.
Yes, wow, that's correct.
Just looking at you, I'm just guessing.
That is,
I don't mean to stereotype.
It's a dead giveaway, but so I have been teaching the last 2 years at Presentation as a second grade teacher, and last year I was interning as principal, and with Sister Maxwell Marie's new assignment back in Ann Arbor, I was asked to take on the principal role at Presentation. Very glad to be a part of the community. It's a great supportive community, and glad to be here today.
Very good. Tell us, just because we had Sister Maximilian on so many times, tell us, she's in Ann Arbor. Tell us what she's up to.
Sure. She is in Ann Arbor, and one of her key roles right now is to work with our Mission Advancement Office. We have a great problem. We have a problem where we're running out of space.
No way. That's wonderful.
We still are. Keeps on coming. God is so good. He's sending vocations. And so she's helping and spearheading a lot of work to think about the future for the community and where we're going to grow. And right now, it looks like Texas is a possible area of growth that we're looking at, and as well as California. There's, out of all the missions that the sisters are at right now, California has the most number of sisters outside of our mother house, which is in Ann Arbor, Michigan. But she,
Is there a presence elsewhere in California than Sacramento?
Correct. So there are five of us in Sacramento. There are three sisters in Loomis. Mm-hmm. And there are five sisters in Mill Valley, which is just outside of San Francisco, teaching at Marin Catholic High School.
I was going to say that they must have, if you're in Mill Valley, you think you died and went to heaven.
It's a beautiful spot. We love to visit them.
And they're teaching at Marin Catholic. That's great.
They are at Marin Catholic. They're in the high school.
Very good.
But Sister is also preparing the way. We're planning for our first international mission, which would be in Rome.
Mm-hmm.
So she's preparing this year for that, and she will be going as soon as that mission is ready.
And how many of there are you all together now?
Gosh, it's over 100, about 115 sisters.
Strictly in the United States?
In the United States.
Mostly in education?
Well, our community, our main charism as Dominicans is to teach, to preach the gospel. And so, yes, primarily we're in education, usually elementary and in high school is our typical mode. But we also do things like retreats, and obviously vocation retreats will be a high priority. We go and visit schools, and every summer we send out probably 75% of our community goes, and they're invited to different parishes and schools that have summer vacation Bible study.
Right.
And so they just go to the four winds of the United States and spend a week there.
Oh, that's great. Have you guys heard from Oprah recently?
Not recently, I don't believe.
it was funny. I mean, shortly after you folks were on there, she announced she was retiring. She's given it up. And I was waiting for her to to join you guys.
So. Well, the invitation is there. Who knows?
The Lord works in mysterious ways.
He sure does.
So tell us, first off, a little bit about your background.
My background, well, I entered the Sisters in 2002. Prior to that, I had been teaching. I had an elementary and special ed background, and I started teaching in the Catholic school and just knew my heart was, I always thought I wanted to work with kids. I wanted to be with them. And I thought that this would, Catholic school, absolutely, this is where my heart is. But it wasn't at rest. I wasn't at peace. I just kept going to, I made adoration, holy hours each week, and more and more just discerned that God was calling me to the consecrated life. And in meeting the Sisters, pretty much the name alone was the first thing that attracted me, Sisters of Mary, Mother of the Eucharist, because Our Lady is definitely my mother and has been beside me throughout my life. And I know that she is my source and support. in my life, and then that devotion to the Eucharist, I see them as the two pillars that guide me throughout my life. And so to have that even in the name of the religious order that I was discerning was already very attractive.
So what part of the country were you living in?
Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
So I'm an East Coaster, and in fact, being at this mission was the first time that I came quite this far west.
People find out you're from Pennsylvania, you're going to hear from both political candidates.
Right.
It's one of those swing states. They're going to be calling you on the phone.
I know. We're praying about that one.
So we hear about vocations, and I'm always curious. I think the fan, and Archbishop Dolan said this too, that Archbishop Cardinal Dolan, that the family's so important, that the family can almost make or break a vocation, whether or not they're discouraging you or, well, that's fine that you're thinking about that, but maybe you should be doing this, or they can really encourage it. What was your family experience when you told them you were headed this way?
That's a great question, Bob. In some ways, I think my experience was just incredibly blessed and unique that mom and dad, I was born and raised Catholic, and mom and dad had those just those traditions in our family rosary. And of course, like, we're like normal families, we make mistakes along the way, but we kind of had that as our norm, that we wanted to try the family rosary. Long trips, the rosary came out. Before I went to bed as a little girl, like, mom and dad would read saint stories, and just to have that little witness. It was just a little thing, but even then, I know the seeds were planted. And when I went to college, my oldest brother entered a Franciscan community. He's in the Friars of the Renewal in New York City. And seeing his vocation, seeing his him walk that way, and I was very, very close with him. We were very tight, still are. I think my discernment was just at the kind of simultaneous with his, just that desire. I just want to do God's will, and whatever that means. And I know that my greatest happiness is in following His will. And so I shortly after college, and kind of in the middle of college, I started doing that, looking in, going on come and sees and seeing different communities. And that just resounded in me. Mom and Dad were supportive, though it was very hard to... Already I've seen one child go, and their only daughter, their youngest, also pursuing that row. But I think they were always supportive. Even they might have, asked questions, like, just to make sure that
They wouldn't be sure. Absolutely,
sure.
Yeah.
Sure, but in the long run, I would say definitely supportive, and even to this day.
When you were growing up, did your parents hide things on purpose so you could pray to St. Anthony?
You'll have to ask them about that one.
My kids are real big on praying to St. Anthony. Who never fails, by the way. I'm real big on praying to him too. So where'd you go to college?
It was a state university in Pennsylvania, Millersville University.
You got a bunch of those.
A lot, yes. It's true.
All those, Shippensburg, all those.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, very good. Well, tell us about, so you interned or understudied to be principal, and then you have some big shoes to step into.
Sure do.
Although you never tell a woman she has big feet, so you have big shoes to step into.
Right. Well, so last year and just over a year, I had been working on a master's in educational leadership and administration. Mm-hmm. And through that, Sister Maxwell Marie was my mentor mm-hmm. during that time. And so what was beautiful is before I even knew of the possibility of becoming principal, but regardless, it was great to have Sister as my mentor to walk through the whole year together and to see, you know, the inside while I was still teaching. So it was a great process, and I definitely feel the big shoes. Sister did a fabulous job with really leading the school to discover their mission, their charism, and we worked the whole 2 years really to define what our new school's mission would be, mm-hmm. and to get everyone on board, teachers, parents, and the community, and understanding that philosophy. And I think she did an excellent job with that.
Can you put the mission statement into 25 words or less?
Sure. It's it exists for students to be formed in freedom for excellence, to be transformed through grace and virtue, and living in joy, born of truth. So basically, it's when you're living in truth, when you're following the virtues, that's the free life. That's the truly happy life. And when we talk about freedom, we know we're talking about a different kind of freedom than the world can provide. And so it requires lots of education and support for the children so that they can discover that and that they can be free too.
Very good. Very good. So what is, you get up in the morning and you look at your day ahead. What are your biggest challenges as a principal?
Oh, boy. Wasn't ready for that question. Do you know, I think time always is part of it, because there's so much that you want to do. There's so much that needs to be done. Biggest challenges is probably making sure, I think one of my biggest things is I just want to support the teachers and being really connected to be in the classroom as principal to walk through so the kids know me, so mm-hmm. the kids know that I'm here and I'm here for them. And so for me, I always get pulled for meetings and things like that, but just trying to keep that as the forefront of my, you know, the most important thing is that I am there and that I have a sense and a pulse of what's going on at school.
Very good. Well, Gabe just let me know that the school just called and they want you back right away.
Great.
So wrap this up.
Okay.
Tell us a little bit, Sister, about the school itself and the student body, and where do they all go when they're done?
That's a good question. Our school is a parish school that actually goes beyond the parish and attracts many
Indeed
students.
It does, yeah.
Outside of that, our school enrollment has increased. We have 230 students. And we're a pre-K through eighth grade school, so we're very grateful that the last 3 years there has been a significant increase mm-hmm. in enrollment. A lot of our students will go to the Catholic high schools in the area when they graduate, but probably not the entire student body is Catholic. So there's some that are non-Catholic, and it just so happens the last few years there have been a lot of older students asking as they learn the faith and witness in the classrooms. There have been a few that have asked to come into the mm-hmm. church, and that's been beautiful too.
I don't know if you can stereotype it, but of those students that are non-Catholic, what are the reasons the parents put them in school?
I think that the key thing is even those who are non-Christian, even they really appreciate the witness of faith.
Mm-hmm.
They see that it's evident as part of the school. So it's kind of been remarkable that even though they don't share the same faith, they're just so glad that it's so part of this school. And the virtues is not just a kind of like a fluffy values situation, but it really is forming deep, long-lasting virtues mm-hmm. that will help anyone in their adult life.
Very well said. Now, Karen.
Yes.
Karen Becker is going to tell
Baker,
us.
Baker, yeah.
Oh, Baker, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Butcher or Baker?
I'll probably respond to anything.
Yes. Well, tell us about the fall festival.
Well, it's going to be just fabulous. We have probably over 200 parents that are turning out to work it, so it's going to be really attracting. We think anywhere from, 500 to 600 people will be in attendance. It's going to be just a great event. It starts off at 12 noon with a really remarkable kickoff event where we're going to be having a helium rosary that is going to be rising above the event. This really exciting kickoff.
Shall I alert the media?
You should alert the media. It will be a first of its kind event going up, hundreds of feet. And so very, very exciting kickoff. And then it's a wonderful kind of carnival kind of atmosphere. With a stage that has our dad's band mm-hmm. Performing. Rusty Volume is the name of their band. They're great. MCs, Al Leatherby and Jeannie Franklin, our great kindergarten teacher, are our two farmer MCs. We have mm-hmm. a big farm harvest theme. Then there's, great games for the kids, everything from, the ring toss, the traditional kinds of things like that. Like I said, the petting zoo, the hay ride. Then there'll be an hourly Wheel of Fortune where you can get big buckets of prizes that have been donated really generously from the community. Bingo, which will be fabulous. And then vendors where you can buy anything from cutting boards to purses, quilts, homemade jams and jellies. And then a food and beverage tent where you'll get that great mug of beer and German sausage or some Filipino food if that's your interest. So we've got all kinds of food and great drinks and great community.
Great. And what are the hours?
From 12 noon till 6 p.m.
Okay.
Yes.
And you just show up?
Well, what's great is you just show up and it's very affordable. For $10, your child gets in. And for that $10 price, absolutely endless use of all the games and all the features. And then a meal as part of that price.
As part of the price. Oh, that's
great. As part of the price. And then adults are just $5 at the door.
I may just drop my kids off.
I think you just drop your kids off. It's certainly cheaper than any babysitting I've heard of. But it's going to be just – it's a great community event.
Oh, that's great. Well, yeah, $10 is a great deal. So what's the most popular game that the kids play?
Well, I have to tell you – I think they're going to really be drawn to the salami toss.
The salami toss.
If you hit the salami with a beanbag, you get to actually cut it down and you get to take that home. That's really popular with especially the older kids that have a good arm. Think the hayride and cakewalk. We're also going to be having family games like a three-legged race and sack races and a pie-eating contest on stage. I mean, it's a really old-fashioned kind of festival that I think will really be a great event for families. Just wonderful.
One Sunday this summer, we were driving up in a remote part of Oregon. We came to one of those little towns, and
yes.
It was clear they were having – it wasn't a church. It was like the Rotary Hall or something, and they were playing bovine bingo.
Oh,
and
how fun.
Our kids are like, what is that?
It's just great, isn't it? Yeah, I mean, it's just, yeah. I know we always search every weekend for something,
Something like that.
What can you do with your family or with your grandchildren, or your neighbors?
What's the address? John Robertson, is that right?
It's at the corner of Norris and Robertson, 3100.
In case you want MapQuest it or anything, 3100 Robertson, noon to 6.
Noon to 6 this
after
Sunday.
Mass.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Join us for Mass, 10:30.
Very good.
Okay.
Very, very good. Well, just bring $10 for the kids.
$10 for the kids, $5 for the adults.
Very good.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you, Karen, and thank you, sister.
Thank you, Bob.
Always a pleasure to have you folks. And you got a break in the weather this weekend. It's not going to be 110.
Thank the good Lord.
Yeah, it's supposed to.
Sister arranged that.
Oh, did you?
We try.
Very good. Well, very, very good. Thanks so much for joining us, and we'll look forward to a great event on Sunday.
Thank you.
Take care. We're pleased now to be joined by Marie Leatherby, the Executive Director of the Sacramento Life Center. Marie, good morning. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. Good morning.
You've got a big event, coming up in just a couple of weeks.
We do. I'm busy scrambling.
You're not completely ready?
I know. To earn half our budget in one night, it's like pressure's on, but it's fun.
I know how that goes, having been involved in a few fundraisers myself. And
it's, yeah.
And, you know, and the God bless them, you're dealing almost exclusively with volunteers.
Yep.
And, you know, I mean, they have other things to do in their life, you know, and you're like, wait, it's only a week away or it's only 2 weeks away. We need to get some more raffle prizes. It's always loose ends right till the last minute. I know how that goes. But it's a fabulous event.
It is. It's fun. We got a great staff and a lot of great volunteers. So our auctions come together and really nicely. I'm really excited about the things that people have out of their hearts donated, and so that's going to be great. So I wanted to congratulate you too, though, on getting your Hall of Fame Award in Davis, Republic of Davis. They honored you no matter how much you make fun of them. No.
Maybe they're trying to soften me up or something.
I know. You deserve it.
Well, thank you.
So, anyways, this year we've got 19 raffle, big auction items out there valued anywhere from $1,000 to $3,000.
Oh, wow. Can you give us a little taste?
Okay. Well, we have our top two coming back. One, the dinner with Bishop Soto is always our top selling for 10 people. It's such a memorable evening with him.
Now, does he do the cooking?
Well, we actually have a chef this year.
Okay.
And Bishop gets to enjoy.
Oh, good.
But it's us here at the staff, myself and people that do all the serving. And then we have a great chef. From a culinary academy, do the cooking. So it's a great dinner this year.
I'll bet the bidding is fast and furious.
Yes, I know. And we have our trip with Dan Lundgren to D.C. again. You get to go to D.C. and get a dinner with him and tour by his staff and great. So those two are coming back. We have some new ones this year. We have a barn dinner. For 20, and that's held out in a Collins Family Farm in Davis, your hometown.
Yeah. I think I know exactly where it is.
Yeah, you can see it as you pass.
Don't they grow endive or something?
They do, and wild berries and a ton of other things. Mm-hmm. They have growth, so you can. It's going to be a gourmet, fresh, homegrown dinner. But bring family, friends, you can pick out there, get a tour of the farm, and the barn is actually a gorgeous barn out there. So they just finished building it. You can see it as you pass Kidwell exit.
it's the Kidwell, which we call the exit to nowhere.
Yeah, that's where they are. So we have that. We have tons of packages, trips, Lake Tahoe, San Francisco, Twain Heart, Donner, Bodega, all different packages for vacationing. We have an ultimate gift package that has a Napa stay, season tickets to live theater, Sacramento Theater Company, jewelry. We just have so many fun things. We have other dinners. We have mosaics made by a local artist. We've got a family fun package for 15 different California family fun trips, tickets to museums, Disneyland, Grammy Museum, San Francisco Zoo. You would never have a boring weekend with your family.
Boy, it must be heartening to you as executive director of the Life Center to when you try to solicit gifts and things like that, to see the enthusiasm that people are willing to give.
I know. They're just, I thought we were done, and now more are pouring in. So all this is going to be enhanced and changed in 2019. 2 weeks because people are just continuing to give. It's great.
So you have a live auction. You have a do you have a silent auction as well?
Yeah, well, we have a raffle.
So oh, very good.
15 different wonderful baskets that different people in the community put together for us. And those are valued anywhere from $250 on up, that they can do that. We also have a special raffle where for $50, and we only sell 100 of these tickets, you can, if you win, you can pick any of these auction items. You can have your choice.
Oh, boy. You know, the last 2 years at the Bishop Gagos Maternity Home drawing, my youngest daughter, who's 9 now, you know, they asked her, will you come up? Why, you know, because she's usually the youngest kid there. Would you come draw a ticket? And the last 2 years, she's drawn her own name.
And
then
she comes home. That's why you bring her as your date to all those things.
she comes home with this big basket of stuff, and the other kids go, oh, I want to go to that thing. What is that thing?
Oh, that's great. Yeah, she's a cutie. I've seen you bring her to several things, and she's, what a joy.
She is a joy.
Children are a joy, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah, she's a lot of fun. Yeah, they are. And tell us, you know, for those that don't know, a little bit about, I know this is your major fundraiser for the year. What are you able to do as a result of this dinner?
Well, it's over half of our next year's budget. So literally it has to be successful for us to even keep our doors open. You know, for the 3,000 women we touch a year, for the over 1,500 that actually come into the clinics and get our, you know, free services, free pregnancy tests, ultrasounds, STD counseling, and then we connect with over 40 other nonprofits in the area to help them, you know, get on their feet or get whatever they need, you know, clothing, food, shelter, just, you know, counseling, or, you know, we just help them with whatever. They can come back here as many times as they want. And if they, you know, 9 out of 10 women that go through our services, get our ultrasound, end up giving birth, and even for the ones that may make that other choice, I mean, they come back to us and cry sometimes, you know. Mm.
You know, I've got a feel. I mean, we know that the ultrasound is such a powerful tool,
mm-hmm.
and I think it's, you know, I was talking to Roy Stunn, who founded the Life Chain, the other day, and
mm-hmm.
and he's, you know, he's saying how can we allow this to happen, abortion in this country, and we concluded, you know, we have almost a head in the stand mentality about what it really is that's happening, and I think the ultrasound is that final connection for somebody to go, whoa, this really is a baby. This
right.
really is a human being. And then their humanity takes over.
It does. And that, you know, that life has purpose and dignity. And then with the problems they have to, you know, then go forward with the pregnancy, we help them from there where, you know, other places will say, we can't help you anymore, you know, unless you want an abortion, you're on your own. And we never do that. So, in our Life Mobile, we've had some days 5 to 7 women walk up for services. That has just been such a blessing for the Life Center. We're seeing so many more women. And we have a second Life Mobile sitting there hoping to get funding to get in the works, because one, we can't reach all the places in town where we need to reach, but that's our dream for next year.
Well, tell us how people can get tickets to the event, a table at the event, or even help sponsor, or if they've got a Tahoe cabin they want to donate, what should they do?
Yeah, just give us a call here. We're here all day working on it, 451-4357, area code 916, and you can go online at saclife.org. You can sponsor online. You can get a table online, anything, but, you know, or just call us up. Well, we are here. That's what we're for, because it's vital that this is successful. And we've got lots of great people. You know, last year we had over 650 people, and that's what we're hoping for again this year. We moved it up a little, October 27th, so it might collide with some people's things, but we just want them to know, support it if you can, please.
Marie, I know you have a couple of real major sponsors who have really helped me. Do you want to give them a little pat on the back?
Well, our two naming sponsors mm-hmm. are the Copuses and the Stodgill families, but the Diocese of Sacramento and Immaculate Heart Radio have done also wonderful things for mm-hmm. us. So we, and then we have a whole list of other sponsors, but without those, that support, we, you know, we'd be in a world of hurt.
Well, very good. So it's Saturday evening, October 27. Give the phone number and the email one more time.
Okay, 451-4357 mm-hmm. or SAC, like Sacramento, Life, SACLIFE.org is our website where you can go on and get deals. Oh, we also have some ravishing diamond and ruby earrings for women. And for the guys, if guys hate this stuff, we have a sports package with three Kings game floor seats, River wow. Cats, Oakland A's. They're doing good now.
Yeah.
Mountain Lions, all our local teams, and six fabulous golf courses. Winchester, Sierra View, Wild Hawk, Bass Lake. So the men will enjoy this too.
Very, very good. Well, mm-hmm. Marie, we'll look forward to talking to you again before the event, but I know you have work to do. So,
and you do too, and thank you so much, and God bless you there at the Bishop's Hour.
Well, God bless you too, Marie. Thanks,
thank you
so much for all you do. That's Marie Leatherby, the Executive Director of the Sacramento Life Center. And you know, all our Catholic high schools will be having open houses this month, leading off with our good friends at Christian Brothers. And we're pleased to welcome in Kenny Kareen, who is the Director of Admissions at Christian Brothers. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob. How are you today?
Did I pronounce your name okay?
You certainly did.
Very good. Gabe's pretty good at phonetic spelling.
So. Bless your heart.
Now, you've got a big open house coming up.
We do. It's coming up this Sunday from 11 to 2. We consider it our premier event because it's more of a festival where we ask our guests to come and celebrate with us, to celebrate with our kids, with our faculty and staff, with our parents, with our alumni. So there's an opportunity to share in all the offerings of those groups that Christian Brothers makes available. We're pretty excited about it. We have tours that are more of a formal nature where they'll visit the specific areas on campus, such as the area where our new performing arts theater will be built. We go by our guidance department into our science, math, and technology wing, where we'll visit KBFT, which is our Brothers Falcon Television. Through our international student wing, we have a new international student program. Out into the main pavilion, where we have our various departments set up, into our field house, where we have interactive sports activities, into the weight room and the training room. And then the whole campus is open for people to come and visit. It's pretty exciting, actually.
And do people just show up, or do you need to sign up?
There's a registration process online, as well as if guests haven't registered online, they're welcome to come and register at the day of the event and come on inside. And, you know, we do that so that we can make sure that we prepare for the different types of people, because we have about 100 different feeder schools at Christian Brothers in the freshman year, and so we mm-hmm. want to make sure that we showcase and provide for the different interests of those different feeder groups.
Now, St. Francis is all girls.
Correct.
Jesuits, all boys.
Yes.
Christian Brothers, you accept everybody.
Yes, we do.
Is there a philosophy behind that as well?
There is, because LaSallian education meets the needs of the community.
Mm-hmm.
So the needs of the community transcend whether it's a religious, a private, or a public venue, and as well as, you know, ethnically diverse and academically diverse. So we've created curriculum, and we've created an environment where it's the place to be for everyone.
And Christian Brothers is, correct me if I'm wrong, is the oldest school, Catholic or public or any other kind, in Sacramento?
You know, the oldest currently existing. Sacramento High School was originally here before that, so the debate goes on between Sac High alumni and Christian Brothers alumni, but definitely of the Catholic schools, we have been here since 1876.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. So we, you know, about 10,000 living alumni, and I've enjoyed it. I'm a third-generation alumnus. My kids are fourth generation, so it bespeaks the different families that have come
You really hear that a lot, too, people saying, you know, I went here, granddad went here, and apparently even great-granddad.
Correct. We have some families, in fact, that are five generations.
Wow.
So it's a great experience, a great Catholic community, a great Christian community, and a great regional community.
Yeah, and great, I mean, just great pride in that school. I mean, I've lived in this area most of my life, and you always hear about Christian Brothers.
Yeah, we're pretty excited about that, and just the different families that have chosen Christian Brothers throughout the years. That's what is the best thing. Besides the nature of LaSalle education, it's the families that have a choice in public or private education, and those that choose Christian Brothers create the community that makes us unique.
For those not familiar with the term, tell us about LaSallian education. We know in Concord it means winning football games.
Certainly. Well, it's basically the concept of Jean-Baptiste de La Salle, our founder from France in the 17th century, saw a need in the community to educate children that were not from the aristocracy or for the bourgeoisie, and as such created an education where they were prepared to participate as human and as Christians. So what that basically means is going out and seeing a need in the community, assessing what that need is as far as education, and creating a curriculum around it, as opposed to a pre-established curriculum where the students have to meet the needs of the curriculum itself.
Very good. And talk a little bit about, I know it's a big part of the program there, community service.
Certainly. We have, you know, four different aspects of community service. So whether it's an immersion program, going to Salinas, formerly going into places down in Mexico or in New Orleans. We have service learning, where it's a type of learning is actually built into the curriculum. We have almsgiving, and then we have Christian service program, whether it's working in the community here at Oak Park or in the larger communities. So it's pretty much the motto that we have on the building of our school is enter to learn, leave to serve, and that's what we're all about.
Very good. And so this Sunday, tell people how to get there.
Yeah, certainly. So we're just right off the 99 freeway, so it's the 12th Avenue exit. If you're coming from the north, and if you're heading from the south, you take the Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, and it'll get us right here. So we're right off 12th Avenue and Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Very good. Very good. So beginning at 11 a.m. this Sunday at Christian Brothers.
Yes, and we have informational presentations at 11:30 and 12:30.
Very good. Kenny, thanks so much for joining us. Thanks for all the great work you do there.
And thank you for your time and your commitment to Catholic education as well.
Absolutely.
Okay, that's, enjoy the day.
Yeah, you too. That's Kenny Kureen, who's the Director of Admissions at Christian Brothers right here in Sacramento, one of our great Catholic high schools here in the Diocese of Sacramento. We'll take a quick break for our Saint of the Day. We'll be back with more in a Bishop's Hour right after this. This portion of the Bishop's Hour is brought to you by a generous grant from the offices of Christine Cipperly, Marriage and Family Therapist Intern. If you're looking for help with family or personal problems, someone with a Catholic point of view, someone who understands the importance of marriage and family and affirms the dignity of every human life, give Christine a call. She's at 530-400-4757 or on the web at CatholicCounselingByChristine.com. And that's Christine with a C-H-R. The Bishop's Hour thanks Associated Sound for its fine underwriting support of our program and also for the excellent sound assistance and technical expertise it has provided us over the years in business since 1968. Associated Sound can fill all your sound and video needs at church, schools, conventions, sports events, weddings, and much, much more. You can call them at 916-649-8040 or online at associatedsound.com. When it comes to sound and video, Associated Sound is the only name you need to know. Well, the Catholic Store has just celebrated its 15th anniversary of serving Catholics here in Sacramento. They have everything you need, a wide variety of books, rosaries, holy cards, and other gifts that will be treasured for years. They're at 19th and Broadway. Give them a call, 916-457-1970. And we here at the Bishop's Hour certainly thank the Catholic Store for its fine underwriting support of our program. You can express your care and concern for the less fortunate with a gift to the Mercy Foundation. Your support funds Mercy Education Ministries, such as Cristo Rey High School, which provides a Catholic college prep education to motivated students with limited financial means, and the Mercy Education Resource Center, which offers low-cost education services, such as tutoring to ensure that all people have access to the help they need to overcome learning disabilities. 100% of your contribution supports the Sisters of Mercy Ministry or ministries that you choose. For more information, call 916-851-2700 or visit supportmercyfoundation.org. And we thank all those underwriters who support the program, the Bishop's Hour, and we hope that you will support those who support us. Well, our saint of the day is Saint Teresa of the Child Jesus. She said, "I prefer the monotony of obscure sacrifice to all ecstasies. To pick up a pin for love can convert a soul." These are the words of the Carmelite nun called the Little Flower, who lived a cloistered life of obscurity in the convent of Lisieux in France. And her preference for hidden sacrifice did indeed convert souls. Few saints of God are more popular than St. Teresa of Lisieux. Her autobiography, The Story of a Soul, is read and loved throughout the world. She entered the convent at age 15 and died in 1897. She was only 24 years old. Teresa possessed that holy insight that redeems the time, however dull that time may be. She saw in quiet suffering, redemptive suffering, suffering that was indeed her apostolate. Teresa said she came to the Carmel convent to save souls and pray for priests. And shortly before she died, she wrote, "I want to spend my heaven doing good on earth." On October the 19th, 1997, Pope John Paul II proclaimed her a doctor of the church, the third woman to be so recognized in light of her holiness and the influence of her teaching on spirituality in the church. Our saint of the day, Saint Teresa of Lisieux.
This is Bishop Jaime Soto, and this is the Bishop Hour with Bob Dunning.
That's me. Welcome back on this beautiful Thursday, October 4th, that the Lord has made, and we're pleased to be joined by our compatriots, our colleagues, our cousins, our sisters in radio from our Spanish language station, Carla Marquez, who's a host of the Bishop's Hour in Spanish. Carla, good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Good to have you here. And Lorena Albarran, the general manager. How close was I?
Yeah, perfect. It was perfect. Oh, Albarran, yes.
And you are the general manager.
Yes, I'm so happy to be here. Thank you.
And big event coming up. You get the first anniversary of the station's existence. When did you go on the air? On the 20th?
No, we started last year, October 7. It was the day that Bishop chose, just because it's our Rosary Lady mm-hmm. Day. Then it was important for Bishop that it was Marian Day for our opening of this radio.
Wow.
Yes,
and the Bishop's
amazing.
Hour here started October 5th, which just happens to be my dad's birthday. So October is a big month for radio here in the Diocese of Sacramento.
I think so. We are asking all the parishes that put our radio station in their intentions this Sunday, because it's really, really important to pray for our radio.
Very good. And you're going to have a big event on the 20th at Holy Family.
Yes, October 20th.
So 2 weeks from Saturday.
It's a beautiful event that we are doing. A lot of support that we have received for our benefactors. They are helping us to make this event something beautiful and big. We are having different vendors around. We are going to have a place for children, jumpers, clowns, and special part for the children mm-hmm. there. But we are going to have also different personalities that day. One of them is obviously we are going to open the day with a mass mm-hmm. 2 p.m. with Bishop and Holy Family. After that, we are going to go to the gym that is big, beautiful. We are waiting 1,000 people there. We are going to have a Sister Ines de Jesus. Sister come from Tijuana, Mexico, and she was a rocker. She belonged to a rocker band mm-hmm. when she was young. Now she's just Sister with a beautiful life and beautiful testimony, really powerful. She's going to be there opening the event.